5 national unions representing more than a third of organized workers in the country are threatening to form a rival labor federation if the AFL-CIO doesn't agree to spend more money on increasing union membership and less on electing labor-friendly politicians. Dave Poklonkowski is president of Local 2304 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. He says a split at the national level would cripple local labor councils.
I think concretely that's the biggest question in terms of direct impact on our members. What would that do to solidarity and strike support in whatever activities that we're doing in our local unions?
Poklonkowski is also not convinced leaders on either side of the debate are committed to fundamental change. Historically, unions support Democrats over Republicans. He says even the unions that favor organizing over electoral politics aren't going to stop supporting the Democratic Party.
Even if what is being put forward by the Democratic Party is maybe fundamentally anti-labor, but it's the lesser of two evils, so we'll support it.
The chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Joe Winicky, agrees the proposed changes won't reduce labor support for local Democratic candidates. In fact, he predicts union leaders will compromise this weekend.
It's my hope that organized labor will organize the heck out of the workforce and at the same time stay deeply involved in political action, and I think that's exactly what will happen.
A national spokesperson for the Service Employees International Union says another change being proposed this weekend is desperately needed. Ben Boyd says unions need to stop competing with each other and agree to merge to win new members.
Because there's one contract, one voice, one group collective of workers, right, who understand the market dynamics, as opposed to multiple unions with multiple interests being pitted against each other by an employer who are also willing to undercut each other just for the sake of more members.
But some rank-and-file union members worry a trend towards mergers will make unions more like the corporations they're trying to bargain with. They also fear if unions grow too big, the leaders will lose touch with the workers they're supposed to represent. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.